USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The $2 trillion stimulus bill President Trump signed into law includes help for American families who are hurting financially due to the economic impact of the coronavirus. Most adults will receive $1,200 checks plus $500 for each of their children. The massive relief package will funnel $290 billion in direct payments to individuals and families. Households are expected to get a check within 3 weeks by direct deposit or a few months if by paper check. The key factor is your household's annual income, because the package is aimed at helping low and moderate income families. Some wealthy families may not receive a stimulus check. And the government will base its checks on your either 2019 or 2018 tax filing. If you haven't filed your 2019 taxes yet, and many people haven't, the government will use your 2018 returns to determine your stimulus payment. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
A strong earthquake in Croatia caused the evacuation of hospitals and widespread damage, including to the capital's iconic cathedral, all amid a partial coronavirus lockdown. A 15-year-old was reported to be in critical condition and 16 others injured. The European agency EMSC said the earthquake measured 5.3 on the Richter scale and struck just north of the capital. Prime Minister Andrzej Plenković said the earthquake was the biggest in the area in the last 150 years. Hawaii's governor has instituted a mandatory 14-day self-quarantine for all people traveling to the state as part of efforts to fight the spread of coronavirus. It applies to all arrivals at Hawaii airports from the continental United States and international destinations to other private and commercial aircraft. With the majority of Hawaii's COVID-19 cases linked to travel, the governor said it's critical that we further mitigate the spread of the virus both by residents and visitors who are coming in from out of state. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Eye doctors are now issuing coronavirus advice, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details.
The American Academy of Ophthalmologists urging people who wear contacts to switch to glasses during the coronavirus outbreak. They say people who wear contacts touch their faces and eyes several times a day, putting in the contacts, adjusting them, and taking them out. And that increases the risk of virus droplets getting into the eyes, either through someone coughing or sneezing or touching a surface that has the virus and then touching your eyes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Players agreed to a deal with Major League Baseball that would preserve their service time in the event that this season is canceled because of the coronavirus, but left open details of what a configured schedule might look like. As part of the agreement approved by the union, players will not challenge the loss of their salaries if no games are played this year. Management will advance $170 million in salary payments over the first 60 days of the original schedule, and that money does not have to be returned if the season is canceled. Player salaries this year are expected to be roughly $4 billion. Management was given the right to cut the amateur draft in both 2020 and 2021 to freeze the values of signing bonus money at 2019 levels. Opening day was supposed to be this weekend, but was pushed back to mid-May at the earliest because of the virus outbreak. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.